This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. After the Taliban claimed victory on Monday over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley northeast of Kabul, they assured the people there, who are ethnically distinct from the Taliban and fought against the Islamists during the rule from 1996 to 2001, that there would be no discriminatory act against them. Pictures on social media show Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir, a provincial governor's compound, after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan, or NRFA, led by the Panjshiri leader, Ahmad Massoud. Massoud, who leads a force drawn from remnants of regular Afghan army and special forces units, as well as local militia fighters, said in a Twitter message that he was safe, but he didn't give any details. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to Washington on Monday night from a holiday weekend in the state of Delaware, telling a reporter who asked him on his arrival at the White House if he will recognize the Taliban, and Biden said that's a long way off. The reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries. That was referring to the evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power, but Biden appeared not to hear the question. Biden had approached a gaggle of reporters on the White House lawn and appeared to want to make a statement saying we've got a big day tomorrow, but then he broke off as members of the media, the pool, began shouting questions about Afghanistan. Biden will travel to New York and New Jersey on Tuesday. This is VOA News. The resurgence of COVID-19 this summer and the national debate over vaccine requirements is now creating a fraught situation for the United States first responders, who are dying in larger numbers, but they're still pushing back against mandates. It is a stark contrast from the beginning of the vaccine rollout when first responders were prioritized for the shots. The mandates affect tens of thousands of police officers, firefighters, and others on the front lines across the country, many of whom are spurning the vaccine. That is happening despite mandates, consequences that range from weekly testing to suspension to all-out termination. Even though the virus is now leading the cause of U.S. law enforcement line-of-duty death, according to the Officer Down memorial page, 132 members of law enforcement agencies are known to have died of COVID-19 in 2021 alone. And that is, even though the virus again is leading the cause, in Florida alone last month, six people affiliated with law enforcement died over a 10-day period. Chile on Wednesday began administering booster shots to those already inoculated with the Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine. That's in a bid to lock in early success following one of the world's fastest mass vaccination drives. Lines of elderly citizens eager to participate in the campaign began forming at vaccination centers in neighborhoods across the capital, Santiago, on a cool midwinter morning in the southern hemisphere. Chile's blistering campaign has seen upwards of 67% of its population fully vaccinated, predominantly with Sinovac's CoronaVac. But authorities last week said studies had shown a booster was necessary to shore up immunity. The South American nation on Wednesday began offering a dose of Oxford's AstraZeneca vaccine to citizens age 86 and older who received their initial shots before March 31st. It joins the United States, Germany, France, and Israel in giving the booster shots despite a plea by the World Health Organization to hold off until more around the world can get their initial shot. Two critical jobless benefit programs have expired in the United States, leaving only a handful of economic options for millions who are still financially impacted by the year-and-a-half-old coronavirus pandemic. One program provided jobless aid to self-employed and gig workers, and another provided benefits to those who have been unemployed more than 6 months. Further, the Biden administration's $300 weekly supplemental unemployment benefit also ran out on Monday. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.